What do you say to people when they say, well, that looks great. I really like it. I worked up a little sweat, but is it aerobic? You know, what are the real benefits of doing Tai Chi, especially in comparison to other types of exercise?
Well, the big difference that I tell people is other kinds of exercises are considered external exercises. Like you said, you contract a muscle. You're not supposed to be focused on the muscle. You're supposed to be relaxing. And so what they say, there's all these little mantras in Tai Chi and Qigong, and strength is forbidden. So you're supposed to be relaxing, not clenching, not using any tension, but using your mind to turn your waist and create the movement from the waist.
Yeah. So do you think you could just do Tai Chi and feel physically fit, or do you have to add stuff to it?
Of course. No, you can. My teacher says...
I like these. I like the quotes.
Yeah, my teacher always says, Tai Chi is not enough. And so what he means by that, for most people, is to do the exercises also. Now, when you say, okay, some of the Qigong was maybe kind of boring, it wasn't that strenuous. If you see our exercises, we have one that... you bend your body around in a circle. So you bend to the left, bend to the back, bend to the right, and then end to the front, and then reverse, right? So you're doing all this bending and stretching from the waist, and it's hard. It's really hard. It's really hard, you know? And I've heard chiropractors say, oh, you can't do that. Well, we do it, and we're healthy and fine. And a lot of people say they start these kinds of exercises, and their backache goes away.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not surprised, because with fibromyalgia, a lot of my muscle pain went away. I don't know where it went. It was awesome. It went away. I tried a yoga class, and I like yoga well enough, but that caused a lot of pain for me for some reason. I can't explain it. Where Tai Chi, there's just something about it. I don't know what it was, but it worked great.
They're supposed to share a lot of principles, like the yoga and Tai Chi are both about circulating energy, breath and posture. But I think a lot of the yoga, especially when you get into power yoga,
it becomes
external exercise. You know, some of those movements are like push-ups, you know? So you're using your muscles. You have to use your muscles. You can't relax through that stuff. Or Tai Chi, you're not ever putting your body weight on your hands. It's all on your...
That's true.
You stay on your feet.
That's true. Yeah, and I'm thinking as you're talking, I'm going, that is true. You stay on your feet with Tai Chi. With yoga, I'm pretty much down on the mat often.
And Qigong, generally speaking, is on your feet also.
Oh, that's the difference. Yeah, it was probably really hard to do the mat work of yoga.
A lot of people I hear say that. They're not crazy about the mat. So I haven't tried yoga, I can't say.
And you'd probably love it. You're in good shape. I think that's part of it. Again, I'm not downplaying yoga at all. We're just making comparisons here. For me, yoga took a little more stress and strain. I know, I remember my wrists would get sore. But